Hello everyone, I'm Brendan Grady, or as you may better know me as, the Intern Napoleon. Today is October 9th, and today's show we'll be bringing you some interesting talking topics, such as a raunchy drink. We have a rather interesting guest who some may call crazy, who comes up with his own unique euphemisms. We'll be mentioning a special birthday today, and then we also will be talking about songs that just repeat something one too many times. The audience voted for the most repetitive classic rock song, and then the wrap-up the show, we had a talking topic of Rock Hall nominees. And that's what you can expect from our daily podcast.
Speaking of weather, this coming weekend for the Big Bad Bonfire, yeah, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be absolutely perfect. The high for the day is something like 58, 60 degrees, right? And then at night, it's going down. It's not going to go down all that much more. It's going down like 57, 54.
Oh, I love it.
So it's going to be the perfect weather for the Big Bad Bonfire. This is going on up at Spring Mountain in Schwanksville. And I got to contact Mike Hart. Mike Hart is the guy from Heartland Demolition. He's the guy who builds. He brings all of the wood, all of the pallets, all of the stuff, and you know they put him up on that pole, and it was, you know, to be the center of the bonfire.
It's a mountain of pallets.
Got to get a hold of Mike and find out when they're going to start to do that, because I want to videotape the build and then videotape the fire.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Of course, we've got something new this year. Each year we try to come up with a new game, and this year it's a pumpkin cornhole. So you know, and the wild thing about pumpkin cornhole is, laying on the board, don't do your squat. You know, it's either in the hole or it's not. Those are the rules of Pumpkin Cornhole. Our new house band, Middle Class, is going to be playing. There's plenty of free parking, plenty of food trucks, plenty of outdoor beer bars. It is a great day. If you've never been there, right, you really got to show up. It's a fun time. All happen up at Spring Mountains. All of the details are at WMGK.com. Speaking of this, I wondered, has anyone heard, is Dixon Farms going to be there? Do you know Dixon Farms?
No. Is it a fall activity that I should put on?
Dixon Dixon Farms is one of those places you can go and you pick pumpkins, pick apples, and, of course they have their own cider and stuff. You've never heard the ads on the station?
No.
For Dixon Farms? So. Here.
It's fall at Dixon Farms, a perfect time of the year to enjoy all the goodness we have to offer, like our famous Dixon Cider and Dixon Nuts. When it comes to our products, it seems like men, and especially women, love Dixon Cider and Dixon Nuts. They perfectly complement each other. In fact, my wife loves Dixon Cider. Then afterwards, she always loves a handful of Dixon Nuts. Isn't that right, honey?
You know, it's true. This time of year, I just can't seem to get enough inside me.
She loves Dixon Cider.
And I love Dixon Nuts, too.
Guys, it's the perfect fall gift for your gal. Dixon Cider and Dixon Nuts. And don't forget to heat it up. Try warm Dixon Cider, too. Either way, she'll love it. Dixon Cider.
And Dixon Nuts.
From your friends at Dixon Farms.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy.
Yes?
I just want you to pay attention to this, because I have to ask Steve something. Steve, you booked Gary Busey on the show this morning.
Yeah.
Why are we talking to Gary Busey?
Why wouldn't we talk to Gary Busey?
Gary Busey is a nut job.
He's terrifying.
You're using the wrong N-word.
Really?
He is a national treasure.
He's a national treasure?
Yes.
All right, he's got a book out called Buseyisms, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, which works out to be Bible. Right, and that's what Buseyisms is. He takes words and he turns them into actor. Do you know what actor is?
Enlighten me.
A channel that offers research.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. That's why we're going to have him on to explain it to us.
A crackpot. He terrifies me.
He's out of his mind.
This is on the phone, too, right? This is
he wouldn't come in studio.
Good.
Right. Now, here's a word you shouldn't use regularly. Cow.
Why?
What's that?
Come on, woman.
Listen.
So what do you say to somebody? You know, we're in a rush, and you turn your wife, you go, cow, right? You're not going anywhere. You say that.
Just say, listen. It's a short interview with a lunatic who also happens to be a national treasure. He's
a national treasure.
He is getting older, though. Just so you know.
Yeah.
So
Meryl Streep is a national treasure. Gary Busey, not a national treasure.
Listen, if you put them on the scale, I think they're just about the same.
Really?
Yes. Did you see the last work he did, those Fire Stick commercials? Fantastic. But I did
at
get,
one time they were using Gary Busey's voice for GPS. That didn't work out very well.
I think it would have been fine.
So, yeah. All right. And from what I understand, he has a hearing problem.
Yeah, I got a message to let us know to
and
make
it's on
sure
the phone.
That we speak loudly and clearly because Gary has a problem hearing.
What time's Gary's, the train wreck again?
7:40.
Okay. Gary's got more problems just hearing.
I'm really excited about it, guys.
Okay.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK, as we celebrate what would have been John Lennon's 78th birthday. It's actually Sean Lennon's birthday today as well. His son Sean is, I think he's like 43. I got to check that. I'm doing that off the top of my head. But he, you know, I think of Sean and I think of a kid. Mm-hmm. No, he's far from a kid. And tonight, for us this afternoon, tonight at 8 o'clock in Reykjavik, Iceland, they have that Imagine Peace Tower. It's a giant beam of light they shot out of the sky. Mm-hmm. So they're going to turn that on at 8 o'clock tonight, which is 4 o'clock our time, and it is online. So if you just put in Imagine Peace Tower, it'll take you to a page, scroll on down, you could see it happen on your own. All of, hang on a second, there we go, 70 degrees here right now. Clouds this morning, some sun later on, the high temperature about 82 degrees. Speaking of later on, Cindy, does it make any sense to you as to why Steve booked Gary Busey on the show?
Well, it's probably going to be interesting.
And on top of this, he says he's deaf and we have to like yell in order for him to hear us.
I mean, not just be clear.
Be loud.
Loud and clear, yeah.
Here's another one of his Buseyisms from his book, Basics Instructions Before Leaving Earth, something I believe he's done more than once. All right. Champion, creating happiness and magical progress in overcoming negativity.
Sounds okay. Good to me.
Yeah. I'd buy that motivational poster.
Listen, this man's head bounced off the concrete at like 60 miles an hour.
Without a helmet.
Yeah. Right. That's why you're
off
holding
a motorcycle. Motorcycle. Well,
that's
then
I got to give
him this, right? He has a book. I don't. So.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But then again, I'd come up with something snappier than turning words into, you know, whatever you call these things.
But you haven't.
That's true.
I'm just glad it's on the phone, personally.
Oh, here's one that's correct.
The studio.
No.
Here's one that's correct. Me. Most excellent. You know him from movies like The Buddy Holly Story, Lethal Weapon. He was in Predator and Point Break. He's been in so many films. He was nominated for Academy Award. Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time, his new book is called Buseyisms. It's Gary Busey's Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, or Bible. Gary Busey is on the line. Hi, Gary.
Hello, how are you?
I am fine, sir. How are you?
Hey, that opening music you play?
Yeah.
Sounds like a train. Sounds like a car accident with 1,500 cars.
Good representative of the show.
There you go. Very representative of the show. All right. What got you around to writing this book?
Well, people ask me, you should put a book out with your Buseyisms. And what a Buseyism is, I take the letters, spell a word, and use those letters and create a new definition.
Uh-huh.
The word hope, H-O-P-E, that stands for heavenly offerings prevail eternally.
Okay, all right.
Word fart, F-A-R-T, that stands for feeling a rectal transmission.
Do you have...
Word relationship, R-E-L-A-T-O-N-S-H-A-P. Really exciting love affair turns into overwhelming nightmare. Sobriety hangs in peril. There's 150 of them, Buseyisms, in the back of the book.
Uh-huh.
But read them, and you'll be able to do that for yourself in ways to make you feel great and happy and wonderful and very unique. Just by reading the book, you're going to feel those feelings.
My favorite is sober.
Son of a bitch, everything's real.
Do you have a favorite Buseyism?
Oh, boy. They're all favorites, but one that always sticks out in my heart is NUTS, N-U-T-S. That stands for Never Underestimate the Spirit.
Okay.
So is this, the book Buseyism, is it part, you know, your instructions before leaving Earth and also part memoir?
It's all the same.
Okay.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth is everybody's life. Everybody gets instructions before they leave Earth. I just happen to write it so it spells Bible.
Uh-huh.
For me, being a full-blooded, throttle-up Christian, the Bible is the best working book and instruction book you can have. I mean, it's written way back there, but it's still a bestseller.
So how does a kid from Goose Creek, Texas, end up not only in the movies, but an Academy Award nominee?
Just pay attention to what's happening and don't rush anything. Don't get anxious. Don't have stress. Don't have frustration. Don't have depression. All of that, those words get in your way of your solid, truthful movement. So get rid of those feelings you might have. I have, and it's worked for me, and this book is my experience.
Can we have one Buseyism to say goodbye with?
Forgive. F-O-R-G-I-V-E stands for finding ourselves, really giving individuals valuable energy and unconditional love.
You know what? All of those things you say on TV, now that I speak to you, make a hell of a lot more sense now that I've got Buseyisms. Gary Busey's new book, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, it's available through Amazon.com and at a bookstore near you. Gary, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, baby. Thanks. Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Okay, Steve, it wasn't that bad.
That's right.
It wasn't that
bad.
See,
listen.
Okay.
National treasure, you just talked him for a couple minutes. Let him be weird.
Okay. All right.
We're good.
What are you going to do next? Go out and find Barry Boswick from... Because I heard that...
Barry, I just might.
Barry Boswick, who was Brad. What was his name in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Too early for David. He was the mayor in Spin City.
That's right. He was the mayor in Spin City. From what I understand, there's a live version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show coming to Philadelphia. So I figured you're going to have Barry Boswick booked any day now. 70 degrees outside.
Possibility, John.
Clouds this morning. Some sun later on. The high temperature, about 82 degrees. Cindy,
yeah. You
might remember yesterday we were talking about loving, touching, squeezing and all of the... Right. This song is 4 minutes long and a minute 36 of it is na-na-na-na-nas. Okay? Now, but totally outdone by the Beatles, Hey Jude.
Right.
Which is 7 minutes, 14 seconds long, and four minutes and 10 seconds is na-na-na-na-nas.
Wow.
They always got to be tops.
All right, you know, so, well, then there's another one.
Yep.
I'm your captain.
Oh, my God. I'm getting closer to my home.
You're getting closer to my home?
Yeah.
That's like 3-4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But what I want to do is I want to, because we brought this up yesterday, and we went out and we searched out some repetition songs. And we're gonna feature them at 8:10 this morning. And then you could vote on which is the most painful repetition. I'm not sure what we're going to put that in. The most painful repetition, the most repetitious, right?
Yeah, most repetitive.
Most repetitive.
Yeah. Yeah,
that works.
Okay, most repetitive. Okay, so we picked three of them, and you'll be able to take a shot on that. Maybe we can have a gift for you as well. Yesterday, earlier in the show, yesterday, right, while playing Journey's "Love and Touch and Squeezing," we got into the na-na factor,
right,
and this song is 4 minutes long, and a minute 36 of it is na-na's. Now, of course, the Beatles' "Hey Jude" is the all-time winner. Right? Song 7 minutes, 14 seconds long, 4 minutes, 10 seconds of na-na's.
Wow.
Right? And it's almost 3 minutes of I'm getting closer to my home.
Okay.
Right? In "Closer to Home, I'm Your Captain" from Grand Funk. But probably one, and I'm not going to use, I'm just going to use this as an example, probably one of the great repeater songs. And we were talking about repeater songs and, you know, which one, I don't know, is it which is the best repeater song or which is the most annoying? What should we go with here?
I think most repetitive.
Most repetitive?
Yes.
Most repetitive. Okay, we're going to give you three choices from most repetitive, right? One of the great ones of all time, not something that we do because we wanted to stick to classic rock,
sure,
is Bill Withers' "Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone," because, you know, he knows.
And I know.
26 of them. Not done yet. Here we go. There it is.
Oh, man. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to put three songs up here and give you the opportunity to vote on which is the most repetitive. And you do that by texting into MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645. And if you are in the top winning group, we will select one name out of that group. And I can tell you that Jim Gaffigan is, you know, he's coming to town and right? He's going to be here February 9th. Well, they've added a second show. The first show's nearly sold out. Ooh. They've added a second show.
At the Met, right?
At the Met, correct. Oh, right, cool. Right. So tickets are going on sale Friday at 10 a.m. And you can get tickets through Ticketmaster.com. But if you're in the group that selects the winner, right, we'll pick one name at random, one phone number at random, call them and give them a pair of Jim Gaffigan tickets. So one of the ones that we went to, talking about classic rock songs, is Rod Stewart. Now, Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story, right, is just about 5 minutes long, and about a minute and 15 seconds of it goes Every Picture Tells a Story. And it just goes on this way for a minute and 15 seconds. And it goes on and on and on. Now, in some cases, the repeat isn't necessarily this way, that it just keeps coming up over and over again in the song. As in, how many did you say was in Roxanne, Steve?
27 Roxannes.
Right, 27 Roxannes.
And I think 27...
Red lights?
Put on red light, yeah.
Put on red lights?
On the red light, yeah.
Now, one that I really like is John Mellencamp's Small Town, and Dave did some research into that. How long does it take?
He says Small Town once every 12.4
seconds. 12.4
seconds
to hear. I wonder if he lives in a small town. Oh, I used too much of the intro. Go on.
You'll find out. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's coming. That's one. And I live in a small town. I've been dying in a small town. And this just goes on small towning, small towning, and small towning for the entire
choruses.
Song.
Right.
So the question at hand is, which of these do you feel is the most repetitive? Is it Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story? Text one to MGK, MGK, if you agree with that. If you think it's the Police's Roxanne, text two to MGK, MGK. If you're going with John Mellencamp, text three to MGK, MGK. This is the kind of, you know, science that the world needs. You know, enough of that. You know, we're going to be dead in 12 years because of, you know, carbon. Right?
Again.
No. Again, right. John Mellencamp, you text three to MGK, MGK. Which one you're going to go with? And someone who's in the winning group here is going to walk away with those Jim Gaffigan tickets. So it's one for Rod Stewart, two for the Police, three for John Mellencamp to MGK, MGK. So we asked you of these three songs, Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story, The Police Roxanne, and John Mellencamp's Small Town, which you believe is the most repetitive of them all. And let me just retest this and get a number. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, he's going to be so happy. According to our text poll, 52% of the vote went to The Police and Roxanne.
The song I picked.
The song you picked.
Wow. So, is this what you guys feel like all the time?
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
Oh, boy.
Right. So, even Stink's laughing at you.
No, he's laughing at you.
That's true.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
After we did our repetition question this morning, people started sending in some suggestions, and one of them was, wow, Sympathy for the Devil. And a guy says, that's a minute and 24 seconds at the ending of ooh-oohs, right? And then someone else suggested a message in a bottle because Sting is sending out an SOS for quite some time in there.
Sting is a repeat offender.
Yeah, he is a serious repeat offender. But Joe Olive Aston Pa walked away with the Jim Gaffigan tickets momentarily. We're going to give you a shot at Foreigner tickets. Of course, Brightside coming up. You want to be on the list, just text in whatever it is you want to say to MGK, MGK, and we'll make sure that you get it on the air. But Steve, I believe in your hands that they've come out with the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They have, right? It's a nice little list here. So we've got Def Leppard.
Right. That's a good one.
Yeah, Devo.
Okay.
All right. Janet
Jackson. Mark Mothersbaugh deserves something. I don't know if it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Janet Jackson. John Prine.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right. John Prine might I thought he was in already. Interesting.
Yeah. Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk.
Come on, Kraftwerk. Steve. Got to do a bad German accent every time you pronounce
Kraftwerk. Don't be ridiculous.
LL Cool J.
Okay.
MC5.
It's about time.
Radiohead.
Right. Okay.
Rage Against the Machine.
Okay. Right.
Roxy Music.
Oh, most definitely.
Stevie Nicks.
Most definitely.
Hey.
Who's already in the Rock Hall with Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
The Cure. Todd Rundgren. Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Okay, Rufus and Chaka Khan.
And the Zombies.
All right.
I can get down with that list.
So they'll take the top five artists will make up the...
I can honestly say I don't have a single complaint in the list.
Yeah, there's no one laughable this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, they got all the laughables out of the way. At least we hope, right? Something tells me they'll be coming around any moment now.
Snoop Dogg.
Right. Snoop Dogg. You know, when Boys the Men makes it, I'm sorry. Not Boys the Men. NSYNC. When NSYNC makes it, I'm just like, nah, that's not what I want to do.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.